I guess sort of a related issue, although obviously it's totally different endocrinologically, is the question of hormone replacement therapy in postmenopausal women after breast cancer. And for a long time, we really didn't have very much data. We still don't have much data. But what are your thoughts about the data we have right now?
So it's interesting, Neil. I used to do tons of those consultations because I'm the hormone person. And women would come in with a history of breast cancer because I would be the one who would bless their use of hormone replacement therapy. I haven't seen any of those women since the Women's Health Initiative came out. Not a one, not a single one. I think what that reflects is our knowledge that in women who have never had breast cancer, that using hormone replacement therapy, estrogen plus progestin, pretty clearly increased their risk of getting breast cancer, not to mention didn't do good things for their heart or their stroke or their dementia or anything else. And so knowing that in well women, it's pretty hard for me to get excited about using that kind of therapy in somebody who's had a history of breast cancer, unless her side effect profile is such that, you know, she's so uncomfortable, and this is the only thing that's helpful with her postmenopausal symptoms, because to me that's the reason to give it, that when she looks at the risk-benefit ratio, it weighs in favor of it. Estrogen replacement therapy actually had the opposite effect in the Women's Health Initiative. As you know, it actually slightly protected women against breast cancer development, although it had the same risks in terms of DVTs and things like that. So I guess you could be a little bit easier about that, but not a whole lot. I just don't see people thinking about it very much anymore. Or if they are, they're not coming into my office to talk about it. You know, they're doing it through their gynecologists or their surgeons, but they're not getting consultation about it any longer, which makes me think that people are pretty much avoiding it.
What randomized trial data do we have addressing that question?
In breast cancer survivors? I believe that we have a randomized trial.
That's what I was trying to remember. Somebody just told me about it. I didn't even know about that.
No, it's a small trial that was done. I think it was our Scandinavian colleagues who were very keen on hormone replacement therapy for what we thought would be, you know, the many benefits that would be associated with it. And I think the trial ended up actually being stopped prematurely,
right?
Because not only did we have these data that were of concern from the well women population, but they also had some inklings from their own data suggest that women who were taking it were doing worse than those who were not.